As I was dressing her, I pulled her arm through the sleeve of the shirt. And I said, "Nikki, today, this could be the last time I ever dress you." And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Uh-uh, Mama." She said, "On my wedding day."
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm continuing a teaching on God wants you well, and this is near the end of my second week that I've been on this. And for the last 2 days, I've been sharing the testimony of Nikki Oshinsky Weller, a young girl who was struck down when she was 14 years old and progressively got worse to the point that she was on her deathbed. It looked like, according to her own doctor, that she might not be able to live through another week. And I came across her path and had the privilege of getting to pray with her and help her. And, you know, it wasn't just my faith. As you've watched this DVD, you've seen that all of the Oshinskys were believing God. They just needed a little tweaking in their faith. They were just waiting on it to happen, not realizing that God had already put this power on the inside of us and that we could reach out and take our healing. And so I really just provided kind of a catalyst for their faith that was already present to work. And the last 2 days, we've been sharing her testimony. If you've missed any of this, you can go to our website, or you can get these materials that we're offering, and it'll give you the full story. But today, we are coming to her dramatic healing. We will share that. We will share about the impact that it made on them. And then, we're going to give an update, because this happened back about 2000, and we're going to give an update about how she is years later and how the healing power of God is still working in her life. So watch this, and I'll be back at the end of the program.
He came in and Nikki was laying there just, you know, totally bedridden. And I didn't say a word to Andrew about her total condition.
Our pastor knelt down at her head and Andrew knelt next to the chair.
He said, "Well, can I pray for you?" And I said, "Yeah, you can pray for me."
Andrew is a real simple, cut and dry speaker. And so when he prays, that's how he prays. It's very simple. There's no big shouting and carrying on long, laboriously, flowery. It's what I call a cowboy prayer. It's how a cowboy would pray. "Lord, thank you for healing Nikki. Thank you for your blood that you shed for her. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for loving Nikki. We rebuke pain in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen."
This was unusual. And she just sort of lumped up or over in the chair.
She began to cry and wail from her belly, from her innermost being, like I had never heard her cry before.
And I checked out in the spirit. But this time I walked up to Jesus, and Jesus didn't walk up to me. I saw myself walking up to him. Interesting, huh? And it was like an episode of The X-Files. Don't promote that show, just saying it was like that. And he took his hands, and he peeled all away my skin, layer by layer. He got all the way down to my feet, and when he got to my feet and he was like throwing away this dead skin, I felt so physically strong.
Andrew was in mid-prayer. He was imparting righteous indignation in her. He was imparting strength and life in Jesus' name. She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest, and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet, and they hit the floor.
She was shaking, and she walked over. Walt was to my left, and she walked over to her daddy. And gave him a big hug.
And the whole house exploded, starting with Mom.
I was at the other end of the room screaming and jumping and just rejoicing.
That was awesome, but it felt so normal. Happened like that. I was shaking. My muscles were going, "What are you doing?" But I did it, and I was able to do it.
She turned around and she was headed to me. She could hear me, but she couldn't see me. And she got halfway across the living room, and Andrew and Pastor Rich were there. And she looked at Andrew and she said, and I don't want to shake anymore either.
I was mad at that point. He had prayed righteous indignation in me.
And he laughed and he put his hands on her and he said, in the name of Jesus, body, you be still. And she walked up to me and she said, oh, Mama.
Couldn't be anything better.
It was an incredible moment. And all I could do was thank God for changing our hearts that we could receive Him. Because He had to change us to receive the miracle. What a gift. And I said, wait, Andrew, would you mind posing for a picture? And he said, sure, why not? And he did. I'm so glad we have a photograph of that day. Because it shows the delight in her life. And what a privilege it was that Andrew would be the one to bring the word of the Lord at the moment and reap the harvest.
Since then, I have not had one allergy shot. I have not had any major drugs. I have not had a chiropractic adjustment.
She had a miraculous healing. I mean, there's nothing short of a miracle here. This girl, in my opinion, was going to die. Now, I'm not a medical practitioner, no, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at how she was deteriorating and figure out that she was going downhill.
The next day I went to the clinic where I went to 6 days a week.
Now that the gift has been given and Nikki has received it, we get to share it.
When the doctor finally came out, he goes, oh, Nikki, what happened? Jesus healed me like I told you He was going to. He said, well, you're going to continue to take your Thyrolar. That was for my thyroid. It outputs cells and T cells, and mine was very low. That was part of my energy problem. And you're going to continue to take your antigen shots, all those shots I was taking, and do your sauna and everything. And I said, no, sir, that's for sick people, and I'm not sick. No, he said, no, you have to be a good steward of what the good Lord gave you. I said, this is the temple of God, and I will be a good steward of my temple, but I will not enable my body to be sick. He was not very happy about that. But that was the truth, and I was not going to be sucked back into enabling my body to think I was sick.
One of the things that Nikki has shared with me is that she took her healing. She received it, yes, because Jesus gave it. But she had to reach out by faith and take the grace of healing that Jesus had already given her.
Actually, I got a cold about 2 days after I got healed. Within 2 days, I got a cold. And I prayed and I said, Lord, if you can, my faith will go up there and grab that healing that you gave to me, and I can be healed. And I can't go up there and grab the faith to heal a cold. What good am I? But the cold didn't last 3 weeks like it used to with me. It lasted a couple days. Not only is it a battle to go up and receive the physical healing, but it's also a battle to trust God again and again.
I have seen people who have gotten better, and I've had patients who didn't get better, but I have never seen such a drastic change in anybody in the 19 plus years of practicing. I have never seen that.
Seeing her now and seeing her, it's hard to remember how she was. And it's hard to think that she actually was in bed for that long, and seeing her doing aerobics and everything else that she's doing. I mean,
from that point on, it was a matter of laughing with Nikki, at Nikki, and about Nikki, because she was doing everything that a normal child does and not realizing it half of the time.
So after I got healed, I told Mom, I said, I want to paint my bedroom upstairs. I want to paint it. I want a new environment, nothing that reminds me of the old, nothing of the sick room. And by the way, I want to paint it red. She said, oh, okay. So the next day, We painted my room lipstick red, honey, and it is great. The amazing thing was, when we were painting, I said, my arms aren't getting knotted. This doesn't hurt. I'm standing on a ladder. I'm moving big buckets of paint. I'm sleeping in a room with paint fumes. I couldn't be in a house, in a building where they were painting, without it making me sick. And I was sleeping in a room with fresh paint that I had painted.
It wasn't just her muscles, and it wasn't just some of her environmental illness. It was all of it.
The fear, my worst fear, God, if you instantly heal me, I won't remember that I can brush my teeth. And I won't remember when I get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom that I don't have to call Mom on the baby monitor that they have next to my bed. I won't remember that I can walk. That fear never came to pass, because when God heals you, He's so complete that He healed my mind.
Healing is an avenue to people's heart. I mean, everywhere Nikki goes, she starts telling somebody about her healing, like when she went climbing a couple weeks ago in this big elevator, which you'll see, but they told the guy there her testimony. What's amazing to me, it seems to touch lost people almost more than saved people.
To be able to tell anyone what God did is the only way I can properly thank God for what He did. I could stand on many stages and say, thank you, Lord, for what you did. But it would be better served in the back of a grocery store, the lady I bump into, and the Holy Spirit says, tell her what I did. And tell her, and she tells her friends, or she knows the next time her kid gets sick, who to turn to. It's all about the love of God. It's not because I was a special person, or because I was happy the whole time, or because I was a positive thinker. It was because Jesus died for me because He loved me. That's the end of it.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true.
I ran up to the church and got the tape, the audio tape of Andrew's teaching, so that Nikki could hear it before he came to pray for her. And after she finished listening to it, we got her dressed. And as I was dressing her, I pulled her arm through the sleeve of the shirt. And I said, Nikki, today, this could be the last time I ever dress you. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, Mama. She said, on my wedding day. And honestly, that was the moment I was 100% sure that she was going to get healed, because everybody had told me what a beautiful young woman Nikki had grown up to be. But she was still always my little girl that I had to take care of. And I never saw her as a woman. I always saw her as Nikki, my little girl, who I took care of. But the Lord gave me a vision. And I saw Nikki in a beautiful wedding gown, sitting in front of the quintessential mirror and just looking at like a radiant bride. But she was having trouble with her strap on her shoulder. And I was standing behind her and I fixed the strap. And then I looked up in the mirror and I saw a beautiful young woman. And I knew she was going to be fine. She would get married one day. And on that day, I would dress her one more time.
I got married 11 months after I was healed. Met this wonderful man who had been part of Andrew's ministry for 10 years before I met him, and had a deeper understanding of healing and grace than I ever did. A firm foundation in what the Word says about it, not just practical experience, which is a very good balance.
I was just about going off to college when I heard about Andrew Womack, and I started getting his tapes, which were free at the time, and you had to send in a piece of paper, and you got his 3 free tapes for that week. And so I regularly sent in the free tapes to get Andrew Womack's teachings. And then they started coming out with the videotapes later on, and then eventually Nikki's tape came in the mail. So,
you know, I asked Mark the other day, I said, "Honey, why did you fall in love with me? Why me?" You know, and he said, "Because I watched your video," which he had met me before that. And then he goes, "I watched your video and you told me about the Jesus I know. And no one else had ever told me about the Jesus I know." Very interesting. And sure enough, he knows the same Jesus I do.
It's like heaven on earth. She is my helpmate. I mean, we function as a unit.
Best decision I ever made, second to Jesus. Said it before. And then the next thing I know is I just kind of went where the Lord wanted me to. He brought this man into my life, and the Lord said, "Okay, wait. Before you can go give it away and share, yeah, you can share, but before you do this full-time ministry thing, I need you to know who you are. I need you to have a firm foundation." And gave me a man that is very stabilizing. And so he actually reversed what I thought my life was going to be. I thought my life was going to be ministry, then settle. And he said, "No, roots, and then a ministry."
She is my best friend. There is no one that I love more than my wife in this world.
I am so enjoying serving my husband and serving my family, and still talking to the Lord in my car and in the bathroom and when I'm doing laundry.
She still knows who Jesus is, and she still walks with Jesus just as much now as she did whenever I first met her. So
I got Andrew's book, A Better Way to Pray. Great book, by the way. And the Lord told me he wanted me to read it, and I thought, oh, I guess the way I'm praying is maybe he has something he wants to change, okay? And so I'm reading it, and I'm like bracing myself because he's going to change something, you know, some big rhema word. It's going to be great. And I'm reading it, and Andrew's talking about how instead of praying for an hour a day and setting that time, Lord, it's just really great just to talk to God in your car and while you're doing your dishes and stuff. And I hear the Lord laughing, and he said, "Nick, the reason I had you read this book is because I don't want you to start formulating this. You're doing great. I like our relationship. Please don't mumbo-jumbo, Christified, charismatic, whatever it, you know what I mean?" And so even recently, he's just like, you know, because honestly, I still talk to him. And the other day I was thinking, when was the last time I like saw the face of Jesus? Because that's what everybody says. Oh, do you still see Jesus like you did? And honestly, honest to goodness, I can close my eyes and see him just like I did before, anytime. And I think that's how he wants us to. And I'm talking about literally seeing him. I'm not like, oh, I know a picture of him in my mind. And I think that's the way the Lord wants us all to have a relationship with him. But you have to slow down. And if you don't have roots, when life comes and things get really good, or when life comes and things get really bad again, you're not going to have that quiet, intimate relationship with him. And that's something that I haven't struggled with, but I have consciously maintained with the Lord, because I could have very easily just gone and partied out. And God wouldn't have taken back this healing, but I don't think I would have allowed him to change my identity enough to enjoy it to its fullest.
The acquaintance that she had with Jesus, that I had with Jesus, was so exactly the same. From the same diamond cut. It was so precise in that she would tell me, "Oh yeah, that's who I talk to. That's what he says to me. That's how he talks to me. That's what he says to me."
And the Lord's going, "Sit, eat Doritos. I love you." You know, there's a balance there. He loves us. Sit, eat Doritos. That's the God I know. And that's awesome. So then when you do have the right to speak to somebody, you don't speak about things you don't have the right to speak about. And I'm speaking about this. I am a whole, complete, balanced person, not on Supergirl. We believe in healing, you know. God doesn't call us to do that. He wants us to be these balanced people that know who he is and say, yes, this is the truth. And by the way, if you're hungry, I'll have lunch with you later. That's the Jesus that I knew. He would go to wedding feasts. He would, you know, play with the children. I'm convinced animals loved him. That's the kind of person I want to be, a Christ-like one that plays with the animals, has dinner with somebody, and tells them the truth.
You sink or swim, and you either grow up real fast in the Word of God, she wouldn't be here today. I mean, she would have passed away. But she hung on to what Jesus had to say, and she stayed with him every day.
Now, 6 months after I got healed, I remember I caught a common cold. It was the winter, everybody catches cold, and I remember there was this thing in me that was like, oh, is this going to last 2 weeks? Oh, how long is it going to take for this to be over with? And is this just going to send me into a tailspin? And of course, it didn't. And the Lord reassured me, no, this is over and done. But I had the opportunity to latch onto that as my identity, and it would have stayed. I think that the main reason people get healed and then they lose it is because they don't allow the Lord to change who their identity is to themselves. If I still identified as that sick girl, as that girl that if something happened, it always made everything else complicated, and if a little thing happened to my body, the rest of my body would respond, I think I would still be sick today. I really do. But, when you are saved, you become a new person in Christ, and you identify yourself as a saved person that, no, I'm not going to hell anymore. I'm going to be with Jesus, and I've been set free. Well, then you get healed, and if you still identify yourself as, well, you know, for 7 years I've been, you know, dealing with this, and for 7 years this has been going on, and I'm always hurting, then you will react that way. You will accept things that are no longer who you are, because it's no longer who I am. I don't have to take those shots anymore. But if I thought, oh, it's time for my shot, and went and took it, well, I guarantee you the next day I would have to have the shot. Oh, it's time for my medicine, well, I guarantee you the next day I would have to take my medicine. And a few times in the past few years that has presented itself. But thankfully, that's not who I am anymore, and I didn't respond that way. And the Lord wanted to show me who that new person I am, not just in my body, but in my mind. So I'm still celebrating. I'm still celebrating, and it's so cool. Yeah.
I pray that blessed you. I tell you, this story has really, really ministered to me, and I just feel privileged to be a part of it. It wasn't just my faith that caused all this to happen. Nikki and her family were believing God, and I was just the catalyst that God used to direct their faith into believing that now faith can receive. And I tell you, it is powerful. And we have seen a lot of people healed, saved, set free, because of this testimony. So I want to encourage you to please get these materials. Our announcer will be sharing that with you and showing you not only how you can get this Healing Journeys Volume 1 that Nikki's testimony is in, but we have a Volume 2. I have a brand new book out on this, a study guide, a lot of materials. Our announcer will give you all of that information, and I encourage you to please call or write today and get these materials.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, God Wants You Well, is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series, titled What About Paul's Thorn in the Flesh, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
For those of you who are partners with our ministry, I want to thank you. You know, Nikki Oshinsky would not have heard this message. She would not be healed. She wouldn't be with us today if it wasn't for you who helped me to do it. And for those of you who are partners, we wouldn't be able to be on television and showing this without your support. So I want to thank you. And if you haven't yet become a partner with us, you know, it takes a lot more money to be on television than what Jamie and I have. We can't pay for this. It only happens because people recognize the value of getting this kind of message out and letting people know that Jesus is still alive and well and making other people alive and well today. So if you would like to be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem, please pray about it and then join us as a monthly partner.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth seminar next week, April 15th through the 17th, and at the Solid Rock of Atlanta, April 18th. He'll also be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp May 28th through the 31st. For those of you looking forward to our annual Summer Family Bible Conference, remember to mark your calendars and join us in Colorado Springs, June 28th through July 2nd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
See, again, it's religious doctrine that makes the word of none effect, because religious doctrine has come along and said, oh, but Satan can't do anything without God's permission. It's like they envision this huge desk in heaven, and either God has to write out the work order and originate whatever happens, or it at least has to cross his desk and he has to stamp approved on it. That is not so.